Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Tom Fortino, founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group, when is the free fall going to stop? It's not a free fall. I mean, it's been precipitous, but it's not been a free fall. But it's just been this continual downward slide on all the indices, including today, Tom.
Yeah, it's the proverbial death by a thousand cuts, right? It just continues. And the real answer is nobody knows. There is going to be an inflection point, of course, because, you know, you look at the valuation. I think the P's may be hovering around 17. And I know we had this conversation a long time ago when it was at 26 and 27. So there's a point where, a couple things here. Number one, there's a point where you're going to say, okay, there's value here. Someone's going to come in and buy it. It's just like any asset, right? If you're looking at a rental property down the street and it costs too much and they cut it in half and they cut it in a little, at some point you're going to say there's value here. I'm going to buy it. I know that it's worth something. It's the same with the stock market. At some point there's going to be value and it's going to get some support. When that happens, you know, we look for catalysts, and that's where I'm a little skeptical, I guess, at this point.
Catalysts. What do you mean by that, and why are you skeptical about that?
Well, you know, if you think about it, okay, what is that thing going to be? What's going to happen that's going to turn this market? Is it where the valuations get so low, the buyers are going to come in and start supporting it? Is it going to be fiscal or monetary policy? I don't think so. Those are where I'm a little skeptical, right? I mean, the Fed is kind of a problem in this whole process. If they continue to raise rates, I mean, in the long run, which I think is a good thing, but, you know, when you're approaching, we've had one quarter down, some would argue we're already in a recession. Then you say, okay, then you turn to the fiscal policy. Are we going to start doing some things, either reducing tax rates, reducing regulations, doing things to, you know, help this economy? I don't see either of those things helping out anytime soon.
High interest rates are not the friend of business that wants to expand and borrow money. So that's not going to help the business world, right?
No, especially when things are starting to slow down, right? So you have these input costs. I mean, diesel is at the highest, you know, and that's when we talk about the price at the pump, but you think about diesel, trucks, trains, all of these things that are transportation, you know, those types of things. Diesel's at the highest level it's ever been in the history of diesel fuel. So those input costs, and you know the PPI came out today at 11%. Where is going to be the relief? Where is going to be, this energy which drives everything? Again, I don't see those things. Then you couple that with the potential of interest rates rising. I mean, it's going to be some discomfort. Will it correct itself at some point? Yeah. But in the meantime, I think, again, this volatility, this uncertainty, it's going to continue.
Well, I don't need to time the market, Tom, but it sure seems to me like if your horizon is long enough, and I don't mean 20 years, I mean a few, maybe five, huh? That there's values in an index fund or maybe some sectors right now. I mean, good Lord, we've given up a lot. If we're going to get it back, this you don't have a buy sign out in front of your house right now? You're not buying?
Well, here's the thing. I would say you're right, and we've had this discussion before, John. The timing or the time you need those assets, that's one of the biggest factors in this. Look, if you're not retiring for 10 years, you don't need to touch it. It's not as concerning, but those nearing and in retirement, it's an issue, right? To your point, you cannot time the market. I think we'd agree on that. It doesn't mean you can't do some things in your portfolio. Again, being careful, being prudent, you know, whether it's you say, look, for the time being, I'm going to, and we talked about this before, maybe I have more value in my equities. Maybe I have certain sectors that are more defensive. You know, there's four sectors that have been relatively positive over the last month. Energy, of course, year to date is up. You can look at utilities, consumer staples, or healthcare. again, in small doses. You can be very careful. These are not recommendations, but are there things you can do to be a little defensive in this market? And even to that point, even raising some cash. So there's things that you can do, and I'm not suggesting wholesale changes, but things you may want to consider.
What factor does employment have to all of this? I mean, unemployment is low. There's still a lot of jobs available. I know the wages mm-hmm. are moving up on those, and maybe that's only going to fuel inflation even more. But is that an encouraging sign somehow?
You know, unemployment gets so much attention, and that's a great question. We're still, I've heard the numbers, and it fluctuates a little bit, plus or minus, but we're 2 million jobs less than we were pre-virus. And I think I heard someone make the comment, it's not so much that, you know, the jobs, the whole jobs and the unemployment, it's kind of a broken system right now. It's just there's so much, I think there's just a lot of distortion in the system, right? You're seeing some retirees come back to work. I think 3% have returned back to the job force. So I don't know how much we can rely on these numbers as much, because it's just things are really distorted right now. It's just problematic. And I think they'll work out ultimately. I'm hoping they will. But I think a lot of people, until we get more people, I think, to enter the workforce, there's some issues there. But I hope they do work out.
Yeah. We got to wrap this up, Tom. I know folks can listen to more insight from you Sunday morning at 6:30 with Lee Sklink. But any last bit of wisdom or observation that's on your mind today you want to share with folks?
Well, you know, I would just say as much as possible, keep things in perspective, get informed as much as possible, because, and I always am cautious about this because I know this is very frustrating what's happening, but emotions can lead to bad decisions. So, you know, get with your advisor, take a look at what you currently have, and have a plan that you can be a little more comfortable with and stick to. So again, emotions aren't number one from a stress level, because that's not good, but also from making good decisions and informed decisions in your investment plan.
Tom Fortino is the founder at Alpha Wealth Group. You can visit alphawealthgroup.com. You can listen to him Sunday mornings. We'll talk to you later, Tom. Thanks for your time today.
All right, John. Thanks a lot. You take care.